Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Monday to you. Hope you had an amazing weekend. Hope you had a chance to relax. Hope you had a chance to watch some football. Hope you had a chance to watch some basketball. Hope you had a chance to watch some baseball. Maybe a little hockey. Maybe some college football. It doesn't matter. You're here with me now. We're going to talk about everything that you saw over the weekend. We're going to talk about everything going on in the world of sports today. We're going to talk about Doc Rivers. We're going to talk about the whooping right now that the Kansas City Chiefs are laying on the Baltimore Ravens. Russell Wilson putting up ridiculous numbers, historical numbers to start a season. Paul Pierce saying wild things. Major League Baseball postseason starts tomorrow. NBA Finals are set. Between the Miami Heat, the Los Angeles Lakers, there's just so much going on. The Eagles are a mess. Josh Allen is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Aaron Rodgers is reminding folks of who he is, if you forgot. We're going to talk about it all. A big shout out to Super Producer Stu Kovacs. Super Producer Stu, how are you, my man?
I'm great, JR. Thanks for asking. How are you doing?
I'm good. How did you feel about all of the weekend's activities when it came down to the NFL?
Wow, it was a pretty crazy weekend based off of some of the comebacks, some of the performances by some of the quarterbacks. It was great. We're going to talk about a lot of these quarterbacks, but some of these teams are just really impressive. And the two teams going up against each other right now, I mean, the Chiefs and the Ravens, I mean, the Chiefs are they're a pretty incredible team, that's for sure.
The Chiefs look like a cheat code. Patrick Mahomes right now looks like a cheat code. The third quarter just got underway. The Chiefs are ahead 27-10. That was the score as they went into halftime. And Patrick Mahomes just looks like he's on another level. You know, you can talk about what Lamar Jackson does and how great of a player he is and his athleticism, and there is absolutely no doubt about it. But when you look at Patrick Mahomes play football, I just tweeted this out, and you can tweet me at JR Sport Brief. All of my social media is at JR Sport Brief, and if you don't know, you should know by now. The phone number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Just Pat Mahomes is a cheat code in Madden. That's what people started to tweet me. It's like you're playing against your friend, and you just created a player, and you made him the best of all time. That's what Patrick Mahomes looks like right now for the Kansas City Chiefs. But we have plenty of time to talk about Pat Mahomes. We have plenty of time to talk about Lamar Jackson. We got plenty of time to wait out the result of this game. And, you know, I don't think the Kansas City Chiefs are going to be the Atlanta Falcons here, but let's see what the second half of this game looks like. We will talk about it, okay? And if you had no idea, I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you need certainty in a home buying process with a loan that fits your life, it's real simple. Rocket can. And speaking of two amazing quarterbacks in the NFL, right now, this moment, we have a matchup between the reigning Super Bowl MVP in Pat Mahomes, and then we have the reigning regular season MVP in Lamar Jackson. Two different styles. Lamar Jackson, you want to talk about a video game? It looks like you took Michael Vick and just said, okay, well, let's make a 2020 version. That's ridiculous. And then you also have Pat Mahomes. But someone who, and I was honestly surprised. Look, I started right here on CBS Sports Radio back in March. I believe my first day of the show was March 23rd. And interestingly enough, I've had enough conversations with folks about this quarterback and prior to the season that made you go, well, damn, people think he's lost something? People think that this guy is washed up? He's certainly been one of the greatest quarterbacks that I've ever seen with my eyes. You know, I would love to have him as my quarterback. And this man, his name is Aaron Rodgers. I was surprised and shocked at how many people, especially people up from Wisconsin, that would call the show and tell me how much Aaron Rodgers has lost it and tell me how much that, you know, maybe it is time for Aaron Rodgers to, you know, think about the future. And I was just a little bit confused because this guy, Aaron Rodgers, this man is not a down in the world. Aaron Rodgers is going into the Hall of Fame. Whenever Aaron Rodgers decides to call it a wrap, whenever Aaron Rodgers decides to walk away, Aaron Rodgers is going to be known as one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. He's there already. This isn't a new revelation. This isn't something brand new. And all he's doing right now is reiterating that fact and that point right now. You can think about what the Packers did last year. The Packers went 13-3, and it was rather uninspiring. And even to this day, right now, this moment, Davante Adams did not play yesterday in their victory over the Saints because of a hamstring injury. But you could look and say, hey, this is Aaron Rodgers here. Where is the help that he deserves? Where is the help for Aaron Rodgers? That's basically what we discussed this entire offseason. But there was never a moment, there was never a point where I said that this dude is old, that he's washed up and he's finished now at 36 years old. And he continues to prove that, and he kept it going yesterday. If you didn't have a chance to see the game, the Packers got it going at the end. They went over the Saints 37-30. Aaron Rodgers, this man now has 9 touchdowns this season so far, okay? The Packers are 3-0. He gave you 283 yards yesterday with 3 touchdowns with no Devontae. Alan Lazard, he hauled in 156 yards. Aaron Rodgers, I think I said it, 9 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, which has always been his calling card. He's not going to throw you into trouble. He's a winner. He's going to win you games. And there's no doubt about it. He has 1 Super Bowl victory, which is surprising. Maybe he's trying to march his way to another. Can you imagine? I'm sorry, this is forward thinking as the Kansas City Chiefs are playing right now. But it wouldn't surprise me if we saw a Green Bay Packers, Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? How many guys does Patrick Mahomes have to get rid of? How many guys does Patrick Mahomes have to stack up to? I told you a couple of weeks ago, I think that Patrick Mahomes, this man is he's the face of the NFL right now. That'd be a Super Bowl I'd love to see. I'll tell you that much right now. But when you think about some of the other teams in the NFC, the Packers, there's no doubt that they're right there. They might be the cream of the crop. 3-0. Putting up points against everybody. 43 against Minnesota, 42 against Detroit, almost 40 yesterday, 37 in beating the Saints. And we heard a whole lot in the offseason. I told you about how Aaron Rodgers is, he's not a fan and he wanted some help and he drafted Jordan Love and was getting Jordan Love a good idea. And Aaron Rodgers said, listen, I took a shot of tequila and kept it moving. He is not concerned. He is comfortable with where he is, but still also understands that at some point he may not finish with the Packers. But for right now, I don't think I'm going to hear Packer fans yelling about how he's lost it, about how it's time to think about the future. I don't think that's the call right now, is it? And you can go ahead and thank a coach that many people said the two of these guys were like oil and water, because Matt LaFleur wanted to go out and he wanted to run the ball and run the ball. And why do we need to go ahead and just get Aaron Rodgers the whole world with receivers and, you know, we want to run the ball? Well, they've gotten along a whole lot better recently. They've gotten along this past offseason despite Jordan Love also now being on a roster. If you go ahead and listen to the post-game comments by Aaron Rodgers, he loves the dynamic now working with Matt LaFleur.
I feel so much more comfortable in the offense this year. And I think Matt, has really settled into the rhythm of the play calling. And it's, you know, it's made my job a lot easier.
Well, it's pretty damn cool what a year can do. You go 13-3, not inspiring 13-3. You come back and you basically are steamrolling everybody to start off the season. Why is that? Aaron Rodgers, he loves how balanced the offense is.
We've had some good offenses over the years. I think about, the 14 offense. I felt like we had such a run there at home where we were scoring something over 20-some points every first half, and I wasn't playing a bunch of fourth quarters during that year because we're lighting up the scoreboard. 11, obviously, we had a really, really good offense and put up some amazing numbers. But this offense is just so different. Other than Devontae, who obviously didn't play tonight, I don't think many teams look at us and think we have, a number of stars that they're really worried about. Obviously, Aaron Jones is such a talented guy, and you got to try and take him away. But you never know, really, whose day it's going to be. You really don't.
Yeah. Kudos to Aaron Rodgers. A lot of that is because of him. What other team are you going to put Alan Lazard on and he's going to grab 146 yards? I'd venture to say not a lot of teams. They're quarterbacks who make the players around them better. That's just flat what it is. It doesn't matter the talent around them. We can have guys like, unfortunately, Deshaun Watson, who is languishing in Houston. I can look at someone who you don't know what the hell he is in Sam Darnold because he's playing with garbage. But if you take a guy like Patrick Mahomes, if you take an Aaron Rodgers, if you take a Russell Wilson, they're quarterbacks that it doesn't matter who you put around them. Is there going to be a ceiling? Yes. Can you max out at a certain point in place? Yes, but there are QBs who make the talent around them better. And the fact that Matt LaFleur is allowing Aaron Rodgers to go out, run play action, Aaron Rodgers is killing it. You think about some of Aaron Rodgers' best seasons, I feel like he'd have a year every now and then where it's just like, okay, here is 40-plus touchdowns. And for the whole season, I give you 5 interceptions. That ratio is ridiculous. And for folks who wanted to talk about Jordan Love and Aaron Rodgers needs to go and Aaron Rodgers is too into himself and Aaron Rodgers isn't a nice guy and all of this is, who cares right now? The Packers are winning. The Packers look like they're gonna be in the playoffs and be a problem. And you know what? If I'm the Packers, I'm also thrilled and happy. I'm staring 4-0 right in the mouth. Because next Monday night, the Packers are going to take on the Atlanta Falcons. A joke. I don't even know what the head coach is really still only coaching right now because they don't want to be further embarrassed next Monday night. It's the God honest truth. Instead of losing, I don't know, 40-20 in the Falcons, they'll put up some points. I don't know about having a victory and blowing it on Monday night, but I would put my bets on the side of the Packers to start the season 4-0. Looks pretty straightforward to me. And Aaron Rodgers, if you had any doubts about where he is at 36 years old, forget about him. You're wrong. There are no issues. There are no problems. Aaron Rodgers is still one of the best in the league. He may not be a 25-year-old Patrick Mahomes. He may not be a video game in a Lamar Jackson. But what Aaron Rodgers does and what Aaron Rodgers continues to do right now is win. And would you have some regret at selecting Jordan Love? No. Can you imagine what this scenario would look like if Aaron Rodgers wins another Super Bowl with the Packers? His time comes for him to go. And Jordan Love had an opportunity to learn behind him, similar to what he had to do with Brett Favre. Seems like a pretty genius plan, if you ask me. Not too many people looked at that selection and thought anything, including myself, other than, hey, Aaron Rodgers might be done in Green Bay in a year, in 2 years. And that still very well might be true. We still might be on borrowed time with Aaron Rodgers. He still might only be a Green Bay Packer for another year, another 2 years, and that's it. He may not even get to 40 and be in a Packers uniform. But at this rate and how he's playing, if he can keep this up, if the Packers can continue playing like this, Aaron Rodgers may not finish his career with the Green Bay Packers, but Aaron Rodgers most certainly looks like he just might pick up another Super Bowl on his way out the door. And that would be a hell of a way to say goodbye. But Aaron Rodgers, don't forget this guy when you talk about some of the best QBs in the game, because quite frankly, forget about his personality. Forget about whatever you think about his celebrity or who he's dating. Forget about some of the younger quarterbacks temporarily. And just understand that Aaron Rodgers is still part of the cream of the crop. He still is right there. And he's never going any damn where. And right now, year two in Matt LaFleur's offense, he's showing it. Aaron Rodgers hasn't gone a damn place. The phone number, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. Your phone calls, what are your thoughts on Aaron Rodgers? Is there a possibility that he picks up another Super Bowl? Maybe as soon as this year. Call me up. And then we will also talk about a quarterback right now. Kind of help a team get to a Super Bowl. Couldn't play in it. And now, looks like he's going in the complete opposite direction. I will tell you who when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Aaron Jones, Rodgers under center, second and inches. And the fake handoff, Rodgers rolls right, throws, end zone, touchdown, Robert Tonyan. Aaron Rodgers delivers the dagger. And it's 36-27 Green Bay.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about all the good stuff that happened over the weekend. Rocking with you. Talking to you. Right now about Aaron Rodgers. And how this guy, there's a lot of naysayers before the season, surprisingly, who said he was done. He lost a little bit of something. And it's only three games, yes. But there's no doubt, and there wasn't even any heading into this season, that Aaron Rodgers is one of the best quarterbacks to still play. There's no doubt about it. Right now, he has 9 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. The Packers went over the Saints 37-30 last night. It's a long season. We have to see if they can keep this up. But at 36 years old, the guy still has game. At 36 years old, I believe him. I think he said it. He's pretty much admitted it. He's probably not going to end his career with the Green Bay Packers. But it would not surprise me if the Packers can continue what they are doing right now. 43 points against Minnesota. 42 points against Detroit. 37 yesterday against the Saints. I would not be surprised if they went into the playoffs and they got further than they did last year. The phone lines are open to you. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Our line, it's sponsored by Geico. And right now, Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. That's on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Go to geico.com to learn more. We got Chris. Chris is calling up from Houston, Texas. Chris, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. How you feeling this evening, Chris?
JR, I'm feeling fantastic, man. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. What's on your mind?
Listen, here's the deal. Aaron Rodgers, we get it. Great right now. It's going to be the same thing that Brett Favre did. Like you just said, I'm really going to repeat what you just said because you made an excellent statement. He's going to do the same thing. He's looking good right now. But again, where's he going to be in 2 years? The Packers just drafted their next guy. That's going to get to him mentally. He beat two teams that are sub-500 at this point and were pretty much there last year in Minnesota and Detroit. So you're naming those teams. Yeah, he scored 40-something against both those teams. But we're talking about those teams. And yes, now it was a surprise he beat the Saints. I was very surprised, like a lot of people were. I really thought Drew Brees, Alvin Kamara, those guys are going to have his number on Monday Night Football. I was Sunday Night Football. I was very surprised. Very, very surprised. But here's the deal. He's got to make way for the new guy. Yeah, he's not going to be in Green Bay. He's going to move on. But it, man, I'm saying 2 years. It might be next year. It depends on how ready the Green Bay is ready to use Love, how ready they are to let go of that guy in his contract. You know, he's making a ton of money. So if he falls off production, believe me, things are going to ramp up extra quick. What do you think about that? Now I'll hang up and listen. Thank you, man. You have a great show.
No doubt about it. Thank you, Chris, for calling up from Houston. Yeah, I mean, they got Jordan Love. They got him in the first round. You don't draft a guy that high just to, you know, stuff him in mothballs. And in the modern NFL, yes, I think it's pretty damn difficult to go ahead and say, okay, we're going to select a guy and select him high and just make him sit. It doesn't happen. You got a guy, you draft him. You want him to sit, you want him to learn, but then you want to send him out there. Justin Herbert, I mean, he got the call by accident because a doctor jabbed the other starting quarterback in the lung with a needle. Tua Tagovailoa, he needs to learn. He hasn't had an opportunity. They want to make sure he's healthy. So send Ryan Fitzpatrick out there. There's no point in fast-forwarding Tua. Joe Burrow, yeah. There's no point. You selected him number one. Throw him out there. Put him to work. And no, I wouldn't be surprised if Jordan Love was the Packers starter next year. But I would bet against it. Okay? I don't think when you look at the Green Bay Packers, I don't know if the Packer fans even want that right now. Just to hand things over automatically to Jordan Love. When you see the start that Aaron Rodgers has, yeah, okay, they beat the Vikings. I can't stand Kirk Cousins. Think he's a bum. Sorry. And yeah, you beat the Lions. But you just said they beat the Saints. Let's not ignore them beating the Saints, like you said. They're going to take on the Falcons. Then they're going to take on the Buccaneers. They have the Texans, the Vikings, the Niners, the Jaguars, the Colts, the Bears, the Eagles. Look. The Packers have a nice schedule this year. the Packers have a pretty damn good schedule where, yeah, they're going to get into the playoffs, and let's see what happens. I'm sorry. If you have weapons around Aaron Rodgers, and if it's true that throughout this entire regular season that some of these guys, like Scantling and Lazard, whether these guys step up, I think that's a huge boon to the offense. You heard what Aaron Rodgers said. You heard it with your own ears. That there are a lot of people who don't look at us as, quote-unquote, having weapons because we didn't draft one. I certainly expected them to go ahead and get a wide receiver in the draft because, hey, who's on the opposite side of Devontae Adams? We have to worry about that? Well, let's see if this season folks can develop. Let's see if somebody can be a compliment to him and Jones as they put up points. So I think if Aaron Rodgers makes noise this year, I think the Packers might be hard-pressed to just say, okay, bye, see you later, we're going to give it to Love. I think at minimum, Aaron Rodgers is probably going to be around for, I don't know, maybe two more years. But if Love were to play, you want to talk about pressure. You want to talk about being ready. It was tough for Aaron Rodgers to, quote unquote, fill the shoes of Brett Favre. How? How do you do that? You can't. You blaze your own trail. What type of luck would the Packers have if they can go from Favre to Rodgers to Love? Jordan Love is going to get his day. It may come sooner than later. But my point is right now, the Packers still belong to Aaron Rodgers. And if he keeps playing like this, it's going to be difficult just to say, hey, young man, here, Love, you run the team. Extremely difficult. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, I got to tell you about one quarterback who is being overlooked right now and another one who might be looking at the game from the bench. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Talking about football. Of course we are. Week 3 coming to a close. Kansas City Chiefs trying to hold on and put some more points up against these Baltimore Ravens. Man, Patrick Mahomes is amazing guy. 27-20 here in the fourth quarter, trying to give themselves a little bit of insurance. But we started off the show talking about Aaron Rodgers. And I want to tell you about two other quarterbacks. One who's on the upswing, looks like he might have some great things ahead of him. And another one who is basically on a downside right now. And there's conversations as to whether or not it's time for him to take a seat. Okay? I'm going to tell you about both of those guys in a minute. But speaking of Aaron Rodgers, okay, it's time to talk to you right now about somebody who's getting it done courtesy of Home Depot. Okay, Doing More is sponsored by the Home Depot. You can download the Home Depot mobile app today to get started on DIY projects, okay, and locate all your bath, carpet, and appliance solutions in one place. It's the Home Depot. It's how doers get more done. And we know, I told you about Aaron Rodgers, 21 of 32 passes, 283 yards, 3 touchdowns, 0 INTs. Packers beat the Saints 37-30. For the season, Aaron Rodgers has 9 touchdown passes and hasn't thrown a single interception. Aaron Rodgers is getting it done. There's no doubt about that. Now, it's time to talk to you right now about somebody who is not getting it done. There are already calls for this man to have a seat. Unfortunately, it's Carson Wentz. You want to think about how ugly a game can be? It's ugly. It's never a good situation. It's never a good scenario where you got two teams tying. It's rare. But that's exactly what the Bengals and the Eagles did yesterday. They tied at 23 points. I give it to Carson Wentz. He helped tie the game, helped them to avoid an L. But it's a bad situation. The Eagles don't have a victory. The Eagles play in the NFC East. I guess that might be their saving grace. But yesterday, you want to talk about total. In total, Carson Wentz gave you one touchdown and two interceptions. This man has thrown multiple INTs in three consecutive games. Okay? This is someone who he helped lay the groundwork for the Eagles in their Super Bowl run, and then he got hurt, and then Nick Foles took them all the way. And Nick Foles, I guess, only works as a backup because Nick Foles, he came out and did the damn thing yesterday with the Bears, sitting down Mitch Trubisky and then coming on to help beat the Falcons, who like to give everybody a win. That's just the reality. But in case of Carson Wentz, you're already starting to get calls. Somebody called up earlier in the show, and they said that, hey, you know, Jordan Love may get his opportunity sooner than later. Jordan Love, he may supplant Aaron Rodgers as early as next year. Well, if you're in Philadelphia, people are already saying, you know what, when are we going to get Jalen Hurts? When is Hurts going to get Carson Wentz the hell up on out of here? Like Carson Wentz, when he got his money, like he wasn't the highest paid quarterback ever. Come on. But Doug Peterson, despite Carson Wentz looking like a lost football player right now, Doug Peterson, he was on 94 WIP in Philadelphia, and this is what he had to say if he's considering telling Carson Wentz to take a seat.
No, you don't go there. That's a knee-jerk reaction. That's a reaction to, you know, things that sometimes are, you know, the aura that's out there, right? I mean, that's not what we believe internally. And we're going to continue to get better. Carson's our quarterback. We're going to get it fixed. He's going to get it fixed. You know, we got a long season. Listen, we're only a half game out of first place, for goodness sakes. I mean, you know, the whole division right now is not playing very good football. So, you know, we're not that far off.
Yeah. I don't know how much confidence you can elicit when you have to talk about how bad your division is when you play against the Washington football team, lost to the Browns yesterday. When you play against the New York football Giants, and then you also play against a team that I considered, I had the Dallas Cowboys in my top six teams for this year. But they're all over the place. They don't play defense. They got some issues. And yeah, Coach Peterson is right. It is too early just to say Carson Wentz sit down. Especially last year, you gave the damn guy, a six-year contract? Almost $140 million? You're just going to sit him down all of a sudden right now? Too soon. Too soon, too soon. But Carson Wentz has to realize, hey, the idea of the game isn't to give the football to the other team. But if Carson Wentz continues to do this, you can bet eventually he's going to have a seat, even if it's in spells. You know, Jalen Hurts, he got a snap yesterday. Carson Wentz lined up at wide receiver. But we know this is what Hurts was going to do. Hurts was going to come in for a gadget. Hurts was going to come in to, you know, try to confuse the defense. Don't be surprised if that continues. We are talking about a head coach who help put out the Philly special. And let's not forget, Doug Peterson, at one point in time, he was the Eagles quarterback almost 20 years ago. He understands and knows what it is. What Carson Wentz should be happy about is that there aren't real fans at the link ready to boo him off the field. Then we'd have a different type of controversy. So in that regard, Carson Wentz, he should actually be thrilled about what's going on right now. That there are no fans, and that the only booing fans get is through, the television set. So I think it's too early to think about benching Carson Wentz. But if he keeps this up, yeah, the snaps might just increase for Jalen Hurts. But if I'm Carson Wentz, you got to get it together, brother. They're not going to just keep throwing you out there and hoping it works out every single week. Someone who's had a little bit of a different result to start off his season, he plays not in the NFC East, plays in the AFC East. His name is Josh Allen. Buffalo Bills. The Bills are now 3-0. They didn't almost get there yesterday. The Bills, they were up 28-3 against the Los Angeles Rams. They only won the game 35-32. And Josh Allen, he keeps up his hot start to the season. He threw 4 touchdowns. He ran for 1. He has 10 touchdowns on the year. There's only one guy who has more touchdowns than Josh Allen. It's a guy named Russell Wilson, who is playing out of his mind right now. He leads the NFL right now with 14 TDs. Josh Allen is right behind him at 10. You want to talk about passing yards? Josh Allen has more than 1,000 passing yards, 1,038. He's second. The only guy who's put up more yards than him in the air is Dak Prescott. And Josh Allen, he is the anti-Carson Wentz. He only has 1 interception. And we know Josh Allen coming out of Wyoming, whether you watched him play in college or whether you listen to pundits or people who study and analyze him, all they said up and down was that this guy has a big arm, that he's an athletic quarterback, but what else can he do? Can he refine his game? And that's what we've seen so far in the NFL. That's what we've seen so far in the 3 years of Josh Allen. And this year, he certainly has looked better. You know, there are a lot of people who say, well, this game, not all that different from maybe a Cam Newton. This guy has rushed for 600 yards in a season as a QB, similar size as 6'5", 237. Josh Allen can bomb it out, and Josh Allen can go and run. He's not going to deceive you like a Lamar Jackson, but he can get out in the middle of the field and rack up some yards. Am I super high on Josh Allen? Not quite. I need to see Josh Allen do it in a big moment. I need to see him do it in a big game. He got that taste last year in the playoffs, and we saw that he still had some cleaning up to do. He still had some work to do. He could still go out there and make a poor decision. And so far this season, who have the Buffalo Bills taken on? They beat the New York Jets, which is basically a practice squad team. They beat the Dolphins, barely. The Dolphins are a team in transition. I don't care who they have at quarterback right now. And yesterday, they beat the Rams, and they almost let that game get away. Some of their upcoming matchups, the Raiders, the Titans, the Chiefs, the Jets, and then the Patriots. I expect the Bills to be back in the playoffs. I expect the Bills to, at minimum, go and win 10 games. The Bills should be fighting with the Patriots as to who's going to win the AFC East. That's where the conversation should be. And so, no, I it wouldn't surprise me if at the end of the season that Josh Allen has thrown for, 30, 35 touchdowns. Wouldn't surprise me if he picked up another 500 yards on the ground. Wouldn't surprise me if he was a Pro Bowler. Wouldn't surprise me if his interceptions were down. But I'll tell you this, none of that matters if he goes to the playoffs and, you know, helps throw away another game. That's just the reality of it. So I'm happy with what Josh Allen has done up until now. I'm happy at what he's done up until this point. But I'm not sold on Josh Allen to be one of the upper echelon quarterbacks. Do something. Prove it. Is Josh Allen? I don't know. Is he going to be MVP? It's still early. Is Josh Allen going to keep racking up stats? I'd say yes. But a lot of people can just put up stats. You actually going to win? Are you going to show up when the chips are down? Are you going to show up and make some moves in the biggest of moments? Not everybody has the talent. Not everybody's going to be Pat Mahomes. But Pat Mahomes is the best quarterback right now. And Pat Mahomes is capable of going out there and giving you a damn comeback. Am I confident that's what Josh Allen can do? No, because I haven't seen it yet. I've seen him go to the playoffs. And I've seen him give a game away. Or not help. Let me put it that way. Josh Allen, great numbers to start. But I'm not all that sold. Especially when it's against the Jets, the Dolphins, and the Rams. Come talk to me when they have to face off against the Chiefs in about 2 weeks. Talk to me when they have to take on the New England Patriots. But good for Josh Allen. His career is certainly on the ascent. Speaking about an ascent, we got the NBA Finals coming up. We got the matchup set over the weekend. The Lakers will take on the Miami Heat. And the Heat, they're the team trying to ascend. And LeBron and the Lakers, they're trying to legacy build. We're going to talk about it when we come back. Don't you move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.